A new Google Gemini model includes a dial to control how much reasoning the model does in response to a query. This highlights a major concern about reasoning models: overthinking. Reasoning models waste too much CPU and energy on reasoning for many tasks. Meanwhile, a Vox article debates whether reasoning models are really reasoning in the human sense of the term. For one philosopher, the proof that models do not reason can be seen in the examples where they fail. An emerging term is jagged intelligence, which describes the fact that AI models can both perform extremely impressive tasks while simultaneously struggling with some very dumb problems. The well-known AI researcher Tommy Besaraglu has founded a company called Mechanize, whose mission is to provide digital environments for the full automation of all work and the full automation of the economy. Elsewhere in the US, a group of professors have filed an amicus brief to support authors in their lawsuit against Meta. Meta claims that training models with copyrighted material should be considered fair use, but the brief labels this claim a breathtaking request for greater legal privileges than courts have ever granted human authors. A unit of US Marines in the Pacific region is experimenting with generative AI on a large scale. The unit is using Generate AI for translating and summarizing foreign news sources, doing sentiment analysis of social media posts, and writing daily and weekly intelligence briefs. An MIT Technology Review article examines the interplay of creativity and generative AI. One artist using AI says that some artists don't actually talk about these AI generative models as a tool, they talk about them as a material, like an artistic material, like a paint. The use of AI for creation has also been called co-creativity or more than human creativity. The US tariffs exemption on imports from China for smartphones, laptops, and other electronic equipment will be removed within 2 months. The US Commerce Secretary said that a special focus type of tariff for these products will be put in place. Elsewhere, President Trump has announced that he is freezing $2.3 billion in funding to Harvard University and reviewing a further $9 billion of grants, in retaliation for what he says was anti-Semitism displayed during student protests against Israel's invasion of Gaza. The Harvard University president accused the U.S. government of threatening the values of a private institution devoted to the pursuit, production, and dissemination of knowledge. On the model development front, OpenAI has released a new family of models, GPT 4.1, GPT 4.1 Mini and GPT 4.1 Nano, which it claims perform particularly well on software engineering benchmarks. At the same time, it is deprecating its largest model, GPT 4.5 Preview, launched only 2 months ago, saying that GPT 4.1 delivers improved or similar performance on many key capabilities at much lower cost and latency. The move will allow OpenAI to reclaim computing resources. Finally, a Wired article reviews the importance of small language models. Though there is no universal definition of a small language model, a model with fewer than 10 billion parameters is considered small. Focused on precise tasks, a small model performs very well on tasks of expertise but without the huge development costs of large models.